Today was a special day for students all over the country as they walked out of their classrooms to say enough. They're protesting gun violence and school safety 1 month after the shooting massacre in Parkland, Florida. It's an amazing day for activism, action, and spirit. And if you're in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, you know that sentiment is alive and well and has been on display in several Chicagoland high schools through Louder Than a Bomb. Louder Than a Bomb is the largest youth poetry festival in the world, and it features 120 teams from area high schools, middle schools, and community organizations, and it culminates this Sunday night at the Auditorium Theater in Chicago, where one team will be crowned champ. This is the 18th year for the festival, put on by the great organization Young Chicago Authors. In studio, Jose Olivares, who is on the team that produces the festival for Young Chicago Authors, and he's a poet who was a former Louder Than a Bomb participant. Jose, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have you, and it's great to think that this is the 18th year. This is the culmination coming up this weekend, so that means that there's already been 5 weeks of performances and workshops and teams getting ready for this. Talk about it. Is it a successful year, successful 18th year?
Yeah, it feels like a really great year. The energy has been really wonderful. All of the poets have been really positive and loving towards one another. My favorite moments of the festival are always the non-competitive moments. So you'll notice that after a poet does really well, they will be like bum rushed by their teammates. They'll be given a big giant bear hug and really just embrace lovingly, no matter what the subject matter is. My other favorite part is when a poet is forgetting their lines, you'll see audience members snapping at them and trying to encourage them and help them regain it. You know, it's really beautiful to watch young people cheer for each other.
It really is. And it's a community building as well, because talk about how you get involved in this. If you're a school or an organization or middle school, even not just high schools, I mean, there's teams, there's workshops, and there's competitions, then there's the Auditorium Theater. So just take us through quickly the summary of what Louder Than a Bomb is.
Yeah, so Young Chicago Authors puts on open mics and workshops throughout the year, and basically young people will train, they will go to workshops and write new poems, they'll edit those poems, they'll rehearse, they'll go into their school space, they'll work with coaches, we'll bring in special guest artists to work with them from time to time. So it really becomes like a team atmosphere. You know, you are in the room with your teammates every day sometimes. Once a week, you're meeting with those young people, really just coming together and trying to prepare and rehearse and think about, what do I want to say when I get on the stage? Mm-hmm. You know, you get 3 minutes of stage time, so you really want to make sure that you're using that time to talk about what's really important and on your heart.
You know, I think about that because we've had some students in the past, and what has always amazed me about Louder Than a Bomb has been that 3 minutes gives them the opportunity to speak to their peers, to speak to adults, to teachers, administrators, about the issues they're going through. Not just the personal, about what it means to be a teenager, but about their environments, about the world that they live in and how they see it. And that really is about finding your voice, and that's why you see so many people coming out of this festival that have careers in the arts and other places, because they're learning how to use their voice through Louder Than a Bomb.
Yeah, absolutely. So the two things that I think about are, one, Louder Than a Bomb, for me, was the space that made me feel like, in addition to reading, and I always loved reading books, but Louder Than a Bomb was the space that made me feel like I could be an author, that I had permission to write my own story, and that I didn't just have to be a receiver of stories, but that I could, you know, that there was an audience, that people would actually care about my story. And then the other thing that I think about is, we have a whole generation now of young people that came up through Louder Than a Bomb and went on to become poets, but also we have a generation of young people that are going on to become doctors and lawyers and school teachers. And what an incredible thing it is to have a professional career that is kind of backlit by growing up in the arts, learning empathy, learning to listen to one another, mm-hmm. learning to kind of communicate your story.
For you, Jose, you've been a successful poet. You've been published. You have a book that's coming out soon. You've obviously had quite a career since your time at Louder Than a Bomb. So bring us back to what this organization means to you, because you mentioned about learning that you didn't have to just receive stories, you could tell them. But I would imagine it takes more than that to turn this into a career.
Yeah, absolutely. So real quick, I am the son of Mexican immigrants. I grew up in Calumet City, Illinois. My dad is a steel worker. My mom is a janitor. So growing up in that environment, you know, I was always taught to be seen and not heard. I used to get complimented by teachers who were like, you know, Jose is such a wonderful person to have in class. I can barely tell he's here, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I thought that's what it meant to succeed, was to kind of blend in until I faded out of sight. And it wasn't until I saw my peers, until I saw my high school classmates perform, that I realized, oh, there's more that is possible for me. And so when I saw that, that's when I was inspired. That's when I felt the urge to come and to perform on stage. And then coming to YCA and meeting a group of young people that were just as into it, that's what kind of gave me the drive to go home and practice and write and
read.
Do you
remember the first poems that you put out? Did they have a special place in your heart? What were you speaking about?
So the first poems that I wrote were these political poems that were absolutely terrible. You know, at the time, I was like, I'm going to be a rapper. And so everything rhymed. And this is back in like 2004, 2005. So I was like, what I need to talk about is George Bush in Iraq. This is what I need to say. And so all of my poems were like, you know, George Bush needs to get the troops out of Iraq because the war is whack. And I thought it was the greatest thing ever. I was so proud of myself. I thought I was unique. I was like, no one has ever said this.
When did it? I mean, because obviously political will be always a part of poetry and performance. But when did you morph from the what was being in the mainstream? Like the George Bush, Iraq War stuff is more mainstream when you're a kid globbing onto what the mainstream issues are, to finding your own social and political voice.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, a transformative moment was reading the book of poems Jelly Roll by the poet Kevin Young. So this is a collection of jazz poems that are all basically love poems, but every single poem sounds different. You know, he was able to take one subject matter and then kind of keep unfolding it and twisting it and making it brand new. So when I read that book, it made sense to me that, oh, it's not enough to just have one war poem or one political poem, but I can keep kind of searching the language and thinking about how to make it brand new and how to find new moments, how to make it personal to me again, and how to make it strange and interesting for the audience.
Poet Jose Olivares is in studio. He's also part of the team that produces the festival Louder Than a Bomb for young Chicago authors. Louder Than a Bomb is the culmination of this 5-week festival, the 18th year in existence. The culmination is this Sunday for the big show at the Auditorium Theater. So let's do this, Jose. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation, because I want to ask about, I saw a lot of Louder Than a Bomb material being used, the spirit, everything in what we saw today with the kids walking out of school. So we'll talk about action, activism, spirit, all that kind of stuff, and how it relates to Louder Than a Bomb coming up here right after the break. So stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Poet Jose Olivares is in studio. He's part of the team that produces the Louder Than the Bomb Poetry Festival for young Chicago authors. Louder Than the Bomb, the largest youth poetry festival in the world, and it culminates this Sunday night at the Auditorium Theater. Starts at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5. Lots going on down there. Just that experience of having so many kids go up on stage and perform the work they've been working on for a year or so, but then at the same time to do it in front of their peers and to an audience of Chicagoans, that has to be nerve-wracking. Was it nerve-wracking for you when you did it?
Yeah, absolutely. The first time I performed, I just remember shaking. You know, I was reading from paper and I was trembling. I was visibly shaking. It was absolutely nerve-wracking.
So many. I mean, but what do you remember from the experience? I mean, when it was done, and you talk about the community part of this, talk about your experience of doing it once, then getting to do it again, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember walking off the stage and being embraced. I remember people I had only briefly met, I had just met that day, coming up to me to tell me that they enjoyed my poem. And I just remember feeling so incredible. so incredibly loved and seen and heard in a way that I hadn't felt before.
And these weren't friends necessarily. This is the great thing about Louder Than a Bomb, is it's citywide, it's Chicagoland area wide. There's schools from the suburbs and community organizations, but the point being that there are a lot of people that you may not see or hear from that are coming up to you and giving you support.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite part of the festival is the fact that you could end up in a room with young people from all sides of the city. And how often does that happen in a city like Chicago? So it's really powerful to see a young person from the north side having a conversation with a young person from the west side in the same room as a young person from the suburbs, and to have all of those young people meeting and exchanging information and making plans to like go to the water tower later. Like, that's what's really cool.
Some things never change, man.
Right. Exactly.
Speaking my language, dude. We're going to go down to the water tower. Today was a huge day for students, as you know, at the walkout from all over the country, but in this area as well. Students who wanted to stand up to gun violence and to making sure that they're schools are safe. I saw a video today, unrelated to Louder Than the Bomb, where I saw kids who were videos that were online that the kids were doing their poems from Louder Than the Bomb, or were stepping up and doing performance poetry before, during their assembly or during the walkout. There was an indelible impression that the students had not only a voice to do this, but they learn this voice. And a lot of it came, what I felt like when I saw this was, this is the building blocks. The ability to understand that you do have a voice through Louder Than a Bomb helped a lot of students today be able to voice their concerns for what they were walking out of school for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is exactly what we're dreaming of, right? When we see young people on stages like the Auditorium Theater, that they get to dream up their vision of Chicago, that they get to dream up the way they want to see the world in the future. So it's really beautiful to see them then take that same energy and use it and organize and meet with other young people that are organizing in that same way.
What do you think of what's happening? I mean, from the school shooting in Parkland to now, it's only been 1 month, which is crazy to think about, but from the town hall forums to the organized walkouts from around the country to the planned protest that's coming up here on March 24th, for you and your perch at Young Chicago Authors, what do you think about the movement that's happening in this country?
Well, I think, one, it doesn't surprise me. I think that young people have always been leading. I think it's up to us as adults to listen to them. So young people every year at Louder Than a Bomb, you know, speak out against police violence. This year, there's a really incredible poem by the team from Gwendolyn Brooks called No Cop Academy, talking about an issue that directly affects them. So for me, when I think about what's happening here in Chicago, it's not a surprise, because young people have always been organizing and always been working and always kind of showing us where we need to follow.
For you to be part of the producing team, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to be at Young Chicago Authors, to be a working poet, but to continue to have involvement in this festival?
Yeah. One of the most beautiful things to me is that I grew up in this festival as a young person. I was 17 years old the first time I walked through the doors at Louder Than a Bomb and immediately heard the hip-hop music and saw people rapping in one corner and saw people dancing in another corner, and felt like I had found the group of like funky, weird, cool, the coolest teenagers on the planet. So for me to be on the producing team now and to be on that team with some of the people that I met when I was 17 years old, to be on the team with Nate Marshall and Jamila Woods and Brittany Black Rose Capri, just feels incredible, because I can also imagine a time where I will step aside so that the generation that is currently performing can sort of carry on with how they think the festival should go. So I really believe in that.
It also, and we talk about it on this program all the time, and I might sound like a broken record to some of the listeners who listen every night, but there is a movement in Chicago that of a younger generation of artists and activists and people who are politically savvy and socially savvy, that is affecting the whole country. And I know that, you know, this is really this movement that we're in right now today. This walkout was really inspired by the kids at Parkland. But there, because of Young Chicago Authors, because of what has happened in Chicago, it placed at Harold Washington Library and After School Matters. And as you mentioned, this way that there has been this movement to bring kids together through poetry. It, to me, it feels like it's put not just Chicago on the map, but it's changing the way younger generations are getting into this game.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a teenager, I remember it was a huge moment for me when Kanye West's College Dropout came out, because that was the first time that a Chicago artist kind of went national and was big. And soon after that, you had Common releasing B, and that was a big deal. And since then, Chicago has kind of never been off the map. So I think for the young people in Chicago that are growing up now, they live in an incredible moment where they don't have to move to New York and they don't have to kind of think about pursuing an art career outside of Chicago. They can stay here and they have the resources to support them. They have organizations backing them, and they can make Chicago their canvas, right? Whether you're a poet, a visual artist, or a singer, you can find a way to leave your mark, not just artistically, but socially. Like you were saying, you can find a way to make an impact that will really continue to make Chicago more just and loving for generations to come.
You got to come back, talk about your book, and talk about your poetry. Jose Olivares is part of the team that produces the Louder Than a Bomb Festival for Young Chicago Authors. He is a poet as well and a former Louder Than a Bomb participant. Louder Than a Bomb, this Sunday, the finale, the big show at the Auditorium Theater, there'll be 120 teams that will be performing. Is that how it works?
No. So we started with 120 teams. Got it. We're down to the top four teams in the city.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to say 120.
That's a long time. I mean, I love poetry.
That's a lot of math, but yeah, so four teams.
Four teams, yeah. We have Crane Medical Prep. We have Whitney M. Young High School. We have Gwendolyn Brooks Preparatory Academy. And the last school that we have is Oak Park River Forest. It's going to be an incredible night of poetry. Eve Ewing will be there. Langston Kerman will be there. We have some special guests that we can't quite announce yet, but they'll be there. 3,900 yeah. people coming together for poetry. It's going to be beautiful.
Twitter. It'll be out soon, I'm sure.
There you go.
Jose, great to have you here, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.